Well, poor dental health is one of the world's most common non-communicable diseases. And we've spoken with many experts who say Māori still get inadequate dental care, with cost a significant barrier. We're joined today by Erika Mona Lee, who with Tāne that live here in the South Side. They travelled to Mumbai for dental surgery a year ago for a fraction of the cost that they were quoted in New Zealand. They even feature in a video promoting the Indian Dental Clinic on Facebook and are returning to India this month for further treatment. And let's talk through the situation with Mona Lee. Thanks for joining us. Tuhine, kia ora, Mona. Ko dai o tēnā.
Kia ora dai o tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Just elaborate on that, please. So you went to, and we know a lot of our people need significant dental work because we don't go to the dentist, many from the age of 18. So you might find yourself in your 40s, you've had kids, the teeth are starting to not look so so great, and you want to get something done about it, but cost is prohibitive. You found a trip to India was worthwhile. Can you talk us through that?
I can. So, I had an accident when I was 18, so I lost my two front teeth. And then over the years, especially when I was hapū with my four babies, that's when I lost a lot of teeth then. And, you know, one of the hugest barriers for us, for all of us here in Aotearoa, is the cost. And it was cheaper to have my teeth pulled than to have root canals or to have them fixed. So unfortunately, or fortunately, that was the best option at the time. But then, you know, as the years have gone by, I was losing more and more teeth. And then I actually got a bridge done here in South Auckland. And it failed on me. So I only had it, and it cost me thousands. And what I found was the roots of my teeth that were still in my jaw were becoming all infected. And so I ended up, I was living in pain, like every day. It was awful, just the quality of my life. I had no back teeth, so I was chewing on my front teeth. And then with the pain being constant and getting worse, my dentist advised me to maybe look at having them all pulled, either getting dentures, which I didn't want, or implants. So I started researching, and she encouraged me actually to look overseas. And I started looking and seeing and ringing around here, and the quotes were just out the gate. And I was like, oh, I can't even justify paying thousands and thousands to, you know, be able to eat my food properly. That was the first thing. So that's where my search began, really. And I started to talk to people who had implants as well. And, you know, the more I researched, I was able to see different countries that offered alternative treatment. So I looked at places like Fiji, Dubai, Las Vegas, India, Bali, and I think I was looking in Spain as well. And you know, the difference in the costings was huge. But what I did, and what I did, I made sure my due diligence was, you know, there. What was the track record like? What was the reviews that I could find on, different blogs, health blogs around the world, actually. And there were lots of bad jobs. There were lots of terrible experiences that people had been through, and I was like, oh, it was really a bit scary. But it was like, when I found dents in Mumbai, I searched and searched, and I couldn't actually find anything negative. Sure, things had gone not wrong, but people had issues, but they had rectified it, and their total experience was pretty cool. So I ended up reaching out and emailed them, and they got back to me straight away. I sent photos over. We did a Zoom call as well, and from there, I made the decision for me and my husband to go for it. And I mean, I'd been searching, I'd been looking for about 10 months. I've been researching and inquiring, and making sure what I was about to do was a good choice. But I tell you what, the pain I was suffering every day, I knew it was urgent. I had to do something. And, so we decided to go to Mumbai. It was the winner.
It's an interesting story, and one that I've heard before, too, as people look to get to their teeth sorted offshore. At times, the scary stuff that you were exposed to on the net, too, I tended to think some of it was generated from this end, saying, oh, you know, trust our Western dental models, you know, look at the risks if you do go offshore. But the prices, knowing that, well, a root canal is 1,500, you know, a filling's 3, what sort of quotes were you getting in NZ, and how did that compare with what you were offered in Mumbai?
Well, for example, to get my my top jaw done, because I needed those teeth out, I was quoted 46,000 here. When I inquired in Mumbai, it was 7,000. So the difference was huge. But yeah, you know, there's always the worry, is it going to be substandard? Is it going to be like really cheap and nasty? But I tell you what, my experience, our experience in Mumbai was next level. The treatment we got was first class. The technology they have is like cutting edge. We are like dinosaurs here in New Zealand. What I love too was that every part of the process, they had a specialist dentist that just worked on that part. So over here, you have one dentist doing the whole lot. But over there, there were ones that specialised in the extractions, ones that specialised in putting the implants in, ones that specialised in doing the root canals or crowns or whatever. So, and the care that they took as well was like their chairside manner or their bedside manner, just the manaakitanga. Oh, like I've never experienced that ever. And what was interesting was the scanning and the in-depth x-rays that they did, the 3D scanning. They found infection all in my top bone. And no one had ever discovered any of that here in my x-rays and my experience here. And so they found all the cracks in my bottom teeth, which meant that they suggested, oh, I should get my bottom teeth crowned as well. So they fixed all that up while I was there as well. But, you know, comparing how we roll here in Aotearoa compared to how they rolled, it's like worlds apart. And I think just what was significant as well is, you know, when you go there, well, when we went there, you're there for like 2.5-3 weeks. And other people are there getting their work done as well. And they were from all around the world, and some of them were on to their second and third treatments. And everybody spoke how amazing their experience was. And, you know, we had a guy, for example, from New York City who continuously has to have, or yearly has to have brain scans because of something he has in his brain. But not once did they pick up the tumour he had up in his top jaw behind his nasal cavity. The scanning, when he went and had his teeth scanned, they picked all this up. So, you know, it's just like next level. And also they won top dentistry in the Arabic over in Dubai, that area, as well as in Asia. They won 7 years or 8 years consecutive as the top dentistry. So, you know, they were amazing.
Well, you're a great advocate for the. I hear you going back up to get some more work done.
Yeah. So with implants, it's a 2-step process, and because I had such significant infection up in my jawbone, the density of my bone was really thin. So when they put the implants in, they were really soft. So I needed at least 4 months for them to set and harden. You know, like when you break a bone, you allow it to knit. I had to allow that to happen in my top jaw. So it's been a year now since that's happened, and we're actually going back next week, so I'm really looking forward to having the process finished.
Tēnā koe. Well, look, you've endorsed this, and it's pleasing to hear. The cost, obviously, quoted 46 grand at this end, and to get away with it, almost a bit of a, well, not so much a holiday because you're up there for work, but are you comfortable? How's it changed your life having better teeth, sis?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, it's not so much the teeth, it's that I've got no pain. I'm pain free and I can eat my kai. And I tell you that that's far out. That's the best. Like that's the quality right there. Yeah, the aesthetics look way, way better as well, and that's a bonus on top. But you know what? What was interesting, because on our last day there, they asked myself and my husband, because he had his full permanence put in over there, because he could. And so they asked him for the interview that's all over Facebook. And he was like, oh, nah, I don't want to do that. I'm going, oh, come on, they were so awesome. You know, it's good. Safely, you know, let's share our experience because it might help somebody or inspire somebody. And I go, don't worry about it. No one's going to see us. We're on the other side of the world. Oh, next minute, two weeks later, it's up all over Facebook and Marketplace. And I mean, because we went over there, we didn't tell anyone why we were going. So it kind of got out there and over 1 million views. But I tell you what, so many Māori have reached out to me, to us, and I've sat with them and talked about my experience and gave them the phone numbers to ring and, you know, really shared how positive it was for us and how life-changing. And so it's been awesome connecting. And then many of them have gone over and have had their work done and sent me back photos of their journey. And they're, like, really stoked as well. So, you know, it's good. It's good for us. It's been amazing.
And I hope Dents are giving you a discount as their prominent advocate in New Zealand.
Well, they have asked actually if we wanted to be an ambassador for them over there. So we'll talk about that more when we get over there. And yeah, they're going to offer us, I don't know, rewards, I guess, or something. I'm not too sure. And if you come through us as well, like you get discounts too. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Okay, well, if you're listening today and you'd like to make contact, you can find Muna on the net. Just Google up her name and you'll get a bit of info. And you could maybe have a corridor with her and see if this might suit your situation. But I'm so pleased for you and your tāne that you're pain-free. And, of course, got that back that million-dollar smile that you started life with. Thanks very much. It's been neat having a corridor with you. All the best on the next trip too.
Tēnā koe.
Kia ora te wā te koe. Nice to have Erica Muna Lee.